This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Israel's military has renewed calls for mass evacuations from the southern town of Khan Yunis as it widened its ground offensive and bombarded targets across the Gaza Strip.
We're pursuing Hamas wherever Hamas is hiding.
Israeli spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israeli authorities are investigating claims by U.S. researchers that some investors may have known in advance of the Hamas plan to attack Israel on October 7th and use that information to profit from Israeli securities. Research by law professor Robert Jackson Jr. from New York University and Joshua Mitz of Columbia University found significant short selling of shares leading up to the attacks which triggered the war. At least 50 people are dead in floods and landslides in northern Tanzania. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports that's in addition to 85 others who've been injured.
Search and rescue operations are underway. Manyara Region Commissioner Queen Sandiga told reporters amid fears that some bodies might be trapped in the mud. President Samia Suluhu Hassan said that in the village of Katesh in Hanang District, 100 houses had been swallowed by a landslide.
I want to say that I have instructed that all efforts are directed towards rescuing those who were involved in this tragedy and to prevent more deaths.
Tanzania's disaster follows hundreds of deaths in Somalia and Kenya since seasonal rains began in October.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle, who says the flooding is being blamed on climate change and El Nino. This is VOA News. Scientists aboard the RRS, Sir David Attenborough, have collected samples of seawater around the A23A mega iceberg. It's the largest iceberg in the world, and it is sailing away from Antarctica. At almost 4,000 square kilometers, the Antarctic iceberg is about three times the size of New York City. It used to be stuck on the ocean floor, but is now floating free. Climate change also being blamed on that. The Biden administration is warning Congress about the urgent need to approve more aid for Ukraine. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports if they don't, it might grind Ukraine's war effort to a halt.
The White House's budget chief says the U.S. will run out of funding to send Kyiv weapons and other aid by year's end, which Shalonda Young says would kneecap Ukraine on the battlefield and essentially end its ability to defend against Russia. It's a warning National Security Council spokesman John Kirby has been giving for weeks.
Our ability to continue to support Ukraine is increasingly at jeopardy.
The administration says Congress must approve tens of billions of dollars in military and economic aid for Ukraine, but there is growing skepticism on Capitol Hill about the size. Some lawmakers want changes to southern border policy as a condition for helping Ukraine. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United States on Monday welcomed Angola, signing the Artemis Accords on space exploration. The State Department said in a statement Angola is the 33rd country to sign the U.S.-led multilateral agreement meant to establish norms of behavior in space and on the lunar surface. South Korea on Monday successfully launched a solid-fuel rocket carrying a satellite. The South Korean Defense Ministry said it was the third successful test of the rocket's technology. It comes after North Korea launched its first military spy satellite. South Korea says this satellite will be used for civilian purposes. The Associated Press has learned that a former American diplomat who served as U.S. ambassador to Bolivia has been arrested in a long-running FBI counterintelligence investigation and is accused of secretly serving as an agent of the Cuban government. Two people familiar with the matter say Manuel Roca was arrested in Florida on Friday, and more details about the case will be released on Monday. This is VOA News.